It's time for our regular Vocalize the Interval slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined again by Jess Beale from Vocalize to share some of the upcoming accessible events that are being highlighted in their weekly email, The Interval. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hello, Toby. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Jess, we start with an audio describe tour from the National Paralympic Heritage Trust.
Yes, it's the first audio describe tour that they're doing, so it's very exciting. And on Wednesday, the 26th of May at 6 o'clock, is the audio describe tour of the life and work of Dr. Gutmann. So Dr. Gutmann is widely credited as being the father of the Paralympic movement and, you know, someone who showed us how the disabled sport movement could, you know, be just as exciting and competitive as non-disabled athletes. So it should be really interesting. The audio description by Lonnie Evans will give you a real insight into his life and work. So you can sign up for the event on the website for the National Paralympic Heritage Trust. It's free to attend and just an hour session.
We now move to the National Gallery and their Arts Through Words sessions.
The next session for Art Through Words, it's the Finding of Moses painting by Orazio Gentileschi. So book up for Thursday the 27th of May at 10:30 a.m. And it's an audio describe talk and a discussion session. So after you've listened to the in-depth description all about the painting and the style, some of the background of the artist as well, there'll be a chance for you to ask your questions and a general discussion session. So it's another free event and you can sign up for it on the National Gallery website.
Just the amazing production Blindness from the Donmar Warehouse with Juliet Stevenson and sound design by Ben and Max Ringham, I believe, is going on tour.
Yeah, really excited about this one. So the Donmar Warehouse's production of Blindness from last year, starting its UK tour at the Oxford Playhouse on the 28th of May. And it, as you say, it is going on tour. So after Oxford, you'll have chances to see it in Huddersfield, Guildford, Edinburgh, Inverness, Wales, and ending up down in Poole. So if you go to the What's On pages on the Vocalize website, you can get full details of all the dates and times and the booking information for each theatre. So also for those people still, you know, unable to get out to the theatres, there's also the option to still buy a watch at home ticket as well to make sure it's still accessible to everybody. So it's really interesting sound installation and generally at each theatre for about a week with three performances throughout the day. So lots of opportunities to see this really exciting and gripping story.
Yeah, it's an amazing production and a must-see for everybody, I think. Anyway, I certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I highly recommend it as well.
I think the Barnsley Museum have launched a series of audio-described works of art following some Vocalized training.
That's right, Toby. Yeah, so we're very proud about this one. So as you say, some Vocalized training into producing audio descriptions, and following that, staff from the Barnsley Museum, so the Cooper Gallery, Experience Barnsley and Cannon Hall Museum, they chose some of their favourite objects from the museums, they wrote the scripts for the audio description and then they recorded them. So this is a playlist on SoundCloud which you can go to listen to, and the link is on the latest interval which you can find on the Vocalize website.
Finally, Jess, we come to what sounds like an amazing project from the British Library.
It is, yes. The Library of All Our Stories. So this is a short YouTube video of 5 minutes and a project from earlier this year at the British Library where children from all across the UK, they were invited to come and take part and step inside their own story. So they've made these very impressive concertina books and they themselves are the starring roles. So this video gives you a little taste of what you can find inside the books. It's audio described, as I say, on YouTube, and it's just a short 5-minute video. So head over to YouTube, have a search for the British Library, the Library of All Our Stories, with audio description, and listen to the work from these amazing children from across the UK.
Excellent. Sounds like an excellent project. Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, or sign up to the Vocalise newsletter, The Interval, or just want to find out a bit more about Vocalise, where can they go to find out more?
So head over to Vocalise website, vocalise.co.uk, where you can find links to this week's interval and all previous editions as well. There's also our social media, Facebook and Twitter pages at VocaliseAD. And of course, you can always email us inquiries at vocalise.co.uk.
Thank you, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.